it's wonderful to see old chaverim and to make new chaverim. Last year, we spent these nights going through a hakdama to chassidus, an introduction. We're learning the Torah of Ramatul Zilber, and at the end of the year, I was talking to some of the chevre in the hanhala, and it became clear to me that there are many of the chevre, it's hard for them necessarily to keep up a hemshich in one sefer. People are coming and going, even guests come from the shul or from other places sometimes, and then there are tests and different nisyonos and so on. And sometimes a person feels that if they didn't hear the first shiur or the second shiur, that they're not part of that sugya, that not part of that hemshich. And I felt that it would be perhaps, I hope, a to'elis for us to learn together Sifrei Chassidus, but that each week should be a separate sugya, should be a separate inyan. So this way, first of all, we could begin already Monday night working for Shabbos, very, very strong for Shabbos. The whole week should be Shabbos day. And to begin to think about Shabbos from the beginning of the week, to live with Shabbos. But the Torahs of the Tzaddikim, as you know, were given on Shabbos, were said on Shabbos. It's only big b'deavid that they were put into writing. Many of the Svarim that we have were not written by the Tzaddikim themselves, but by Chassidim, by Talmidim, which of course creates complications, problems. So then the question was, so which Svarim to learn? I'm in love with all Sifrei Chassidus, and I want to share and to learn together with you so many of the Svarim. But it's important to stay at least in the world of one Beis Medrash, because otherwise it becomes very confusing to jump around from different Bati Midrashim, even though it's all from the Or of the Baal Shem, but it could become very confusing. Each Beis Medrash has its own taste, its own Mahalach. So then to choose which Beis Medrash to spend this year on, so that I just davened a lot. Hashem Yisboch showed my eyes. And I hope that there'll be a Torelis learning together, all of us this year. Torahs from the Tzaddikim, from the world of Ishbitz and Radzin, Lublin, the Meir Shiloach, his son, the Beis Yaakov, his grandson, Rav Gershon Henochel, the Said Yisharim, Rav Tzadik from Lublin, and Rav Leib Le'eger, the two greatest Talmidim of the Meir Shiloach. Why Davke that Beis HaMedrash? Sof Kol Sof, it's not the first generation, and it's not even the second generation of Talmid Baal Shem. That's a personal matter. And I wanted for many, many years to learn in shul, and the shul with the guys. We spent once just going over a few Torahs, because in earlier years in the shul, I spoke about different tzaddikim, so I spoke about the Meir Shiloach for a while. And then we learned two or three Torahs, but we didn't really learn al menas to acquire a strong connection to the Svarim of this particular Beis Medrash. It's a different world. Those who have spent any time in Ishbitz, Lublin, I don't mean the towns, the cities, Poland, but in the world of this school of Chassidus, know that it's profound, deep, moving. The label of this, a masikas of sweetness, it's unmatched in any of the Sifrei Chassidus. Which is also fascinating because they were makabel Sof kol sof, when you look at the Sfarim of Reb Tzadik and Reb Leibel Eger, those two tzaddikim were together for 7 years. They learned about the Me'ar Shiloh. I'm sure many of you know one of the most famous episodes in the history of Chassidus is the Mered, the rebellion that took place. The Me'ar Shiloh left. He left Reb Mendel from Kotsk. Ad Hayom, to this day, we don't know exactly what happened. There's a lot of speculation. People like talking about machlokes. But of course, all of this comes from Pshischa and from Kotsk. And even those two tzaddikim who are buried a few feet away from each other. They're buried next to each other. When Reb Leibel's son, Reb Avramele, when he was nifter, there was a space in between, and there was a cheshbon to try to bury him next to his father. But Reb Avramele already anticipated this, and he told the chassidim before he passed away that it's also lahafrid ben hadveikin, to make any separation between the kohen, Reb Tzadik, and Reb Leibel Eger. And he didn't want to, he was afraid to go in between. So he's not buried in between. In their lives, they were inseparable. Reb Tzadik and Reb Leibel Eger, who drank from the waters of the Me'ar Shiloh in a very deep way. Even in their way of teaching, it's told, and this will make a lot of sense to those who learn this from, it's told that somebody once asked Reb Leibel Eger, how is it possible that both of them, both he and the Kohen, Reb Tzadik, both of them were by the Me'ar Shiloh, they were both Talmidim by the Ishbitzer, by the Me'ar Shiloh, so how is it that their Torahs are so different? Which of course the Nekudeis Apnimiyais are the same, but the Torahs are very different. So they say that Reb Leibel Eger answered that one of us heard what the Rebbe said, and the other one heard how the Rebbe said it. And it's understood by the Chassidim that what the Rebbe said, the Chomer, the curriculum, the Ikkes Reb Tzadik, but how the Rebbe said it, how the Rebbe gave it over, how the Me'ar Shiloh gave over, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Ikkes and Reb Leibel Eger, and the Sfarim from Reb Leibel Eger. I want to make it clear that this is not a course. This is not, I don't come in here mitam the college. And I'm not giving a course in Hasidism or Jewish mysticism. But even the way to say these things causes me to feel physically ill. And it's not what this is about. It's a limud together. And that it was called Sugyas, it's not Sugyas in Machshava, it's Sugyas in Ishbitzer as in Lublin. Which these Torahs are resonating very, very strongly before Mashiach comes. There are certain tzaddikim that their Torahs are being heard now more than ever before. L'chubanim shimuli. The further the children have gone away, the more they're beginning to hear. Just like children, they begin to hear their parents only after they leave their home. Then they start to hear what the parents were saying. There were certain Torahs that were said at the time, and at the time they were only appreciated by very small groups. Ishbitz, Redzin, these are not large chassidus. They were never large. It was never a big chassidus. Breslov was never a big chassidus. Before Mashiach comes, these Torahs that are shining very brightly with Ori Shel Mashiach have found their time. And the Baruch Shalom wants us to connect to these Torahs in order to prepare for Mashiach Tzikeinu. Now, all that we were learning last year was how Torahs Chassidus is that Hemshech of Pnimius HaTorah from Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai, and the Ari HaKadosh, It's all Oire Shel Mashiach, preparing us for what's coming up in Mitzvah Shem very soon. They say that the Brisker Rav was once sitting with some very big Rabbanim in Rosh Hashivas, and he was telling about how he heard from his father, Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker was once speaking to a group of big people, big Talmidei Chacham, and he was discussing the decision of Reb Leib Leeger to leave his father. His father is Reb Shlomo Leeger. I don't have to say who the grandfather was, you all know. Reb Akiva Eger was the grandfather. Why did Reb Leib Leeger leave the world of Reb Shlomo Leeger? You know that Reb Shlomo Leeger had a very, very big hakpada, very big hakpada that his son left. And why did he leave? And the Brisker Rav said that Reb Chaim was talking about this a little bit, that Reb Leib Leeger, the story of Reb Leib Leeger leaving his father, leaving Reb Shlomo Leeger, and going to the Chassidim, going to Kotsk. And of all Chassidim, Dafka Kotsk, which was the sharpest and the most extreme. And the Brisker Rav said that one of the Rabbanim that was there interrupted Reb Chaim, and he called out, "It's taki a terrible loss to Am Yisrael. What a terrible loss of a person like Reb Leib Leeger that he went to the Chassidim, that he left Reb Shlomo Leeger's father." And the Brisker Rav said that Reb Chaim, when he heard that, began to tremble. He was shaken by a person saying such a thing, and he spent an hour. Reb Chaim Brisker spent an hour explaining why Reb Leib Leeger had to do that, and that it was the right thing for him to do, to leave his father Reb Shlomo Leeger. So then the Brisker Rav said, and we were all thinking, so then what was Reb Shlomo so makpid then? Why was his father so upset if it was taka right? Then what was the big kapeda from his father? There's so many stories about the kapeda that exaggerated, but there was a big kapeda. So why was his father so upset if what he did was right? So the Brisker Rav said, but nobody asked Reb Chaim. We were all afraid to say that. Reb Chaim anticipated that. That's how he used to think ahead of everybody. And that Reb Chaim said, and if you're going to ask me, if that's the case, then what's the kapeda? Then why was Reb Shlomo Leeger upset that his son went, if it was absolutely necessary for him to leave? And then he spent another hour, the Brisker Rav said, explaining why it was taka a problem that he left, why Reb Shlomo was upset that he left. Before we learn inside, by way of Hakdama, I'm very personally very happy that he did that. And we're going to see when Mashiach comes, we'll understand in a deeper way what was accomplished in both of those worlds by this tzaddik, who we're going to learn a Torah from Reb Leib Leeger in 2 minutes. After spending a long time by the Kotzker, so Reb Leib Leeger came back home for a while to visit. He came back to his father, Reb Shlomo Leeger. And Reb Shlomo Leeger asked, "No, what did you learn in Kotsk? You left your wife, you left your children, you left everything. You caused such a commotion, such a milchama. And what did you learn in Kotsk?" So Reb Leib Leeger said to his father, "I learned in Kotsk 3 things. Aleph, she'adam hu adam, u'malach hu malach. A human being is a human being, and an angel is an angel. That's Aleph. Beis, im hu reitza, if a human being wants, yochel yiyais yoisim imalach. If he be'emes wants, he can become greater than a malach. To become greater than an angel. And Gimel, which is what we're going to focus on right now in this Torah, and Gimel, Bereshis Bara Elokim. The deeper meaning of Bereshis Bara Elokim is not just that in the beginning Hashem created. In Kotzk we learned that Hashem only creates beginnings. Everything else you have to do on your own. That's what we learned in Kotzk. Bereishis bara Elokim, the beginning God created. And so it is with each and every one of us in our lives. But the rest of the story of a person's story, he left up to us to create. That's what we learned in Kotzk. Now with that Hakdama, let's learn this amazing Torah. It's an Imre Emes. We have from Rav Leib Eiger two Svarim, Torah Emes and Imre Emes. Imre Emes, you'll see that Imre Emes, a lot of Imre Emes, which we'll be learning many pieces of Mishnah over the year, that a lot of Imre Emes are going on Zmiris Shabbos, the Shabbos Zmiris. So it will be a lot of fun because we're going to have a new taste of Shabbos Zmiris, that normally we just sing the Zmiris. We don't really learn to understand the Zmiris. The Zmiris are written by, mostly by Rishonim, and require a tremendous amount of limud. So we're going to really enjoy learning a lot about Zmiris. Rav Leibler was one of the Shabbos tzaddikim. There are a few Svarim that are very, very Shabbos Dikas Svarim. This sefer in particular, Imre Emes, from Rav Leibler Eger, is a Shabbos Dikas sefer. You're allowed to learn it during the week too, but it's a Shabbos Dikas sefer. So even though we're not going to make Kiddush, and we're not going to sing Shalom Aleichem and make Kiddush, and we're not wearing our Shabbos clothing, but when we learn these Torahs, we're entering into Shabbos. In the Zmiris of Kol Mekadesh Shvi, everybody here knows, we all know by heart since we're children. So Kol Mekadesh Shvi, Azor LaShoivsim B'Shvi. So in the Zmiris we say that we ask Hashem to help those who rest on the seventh day, Charushu B'Kotzer Elamim, who are always careful not to plow, not to cut, not to reap. Poisim by Psiik Tana, Soyedim by Levarach Sholosh Pa'amim. And we're careful to only walk the way we're supposed to walk on Shabbos, with smaller steps, not running and so on. And we have the three meals. And now the words that the Tzaddik begins with. Tzidkosam tatzhir ka'or shiva sayomim. May the righteousness of Jews who keep Shabbos, that's us, may the righteousness blaze forth. Tzidkosam tatzhir, shine, but more blaze forth. Like the 7 days of creation. The sun was shining the whole time. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ahavas Tamim. Now that's how it's printed in most of the Zmiris. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ahavas Tamim. And that's how most Jews sing it. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ahavas Tamim, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was describing the love between him and us as a perfect love, a havas tamim. There's no word in English for tamim, but a perfect, a tamimistic ahava. That's the love between us and Hashem. A havas tamim. The older and what appears to be the more accurate girsa that is written in some of the Zmiris is not Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ahavas Tamim, but Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hava Hei Veiz Hei Hava Tamim, which means Rebbeinu Shlalom, help us to become Jews who have this midah of Tamimus. Help us to become Jews who are Tamim. Hava Tamim. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hava Tamim. Either way, this Torah of is going to help us understand. But this is the parasha of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha. This parasha is the parasha of Tmimus, of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha. The Svarim say that only a person who's Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha can truly connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the Reb Leibler explains, in many of these Torahs, there's certain inyanim and Kabbalah that I'm not going to spend time on. It's not for us right now. To try to understand according to Amadrega. Hine Asidra Azois Karen Tomid Bascholis Chadishel. We always lay in this parasha. Parasha Shoiftim. Shoiftim Mishaitim Titan Chabachol Sharacha. We lay in this parasha at the beginning of El. Ki kishiyesh din lamata, ein din lamala. Mishpat shoiftim, Chazal say, kishiyesh din lamata, that if we judge ourselves, if we take a deeper look at ourselves, and we judge ourselves here in this world, then ein din lamala, then that means that it won't be necessary for us to be judged from above. If we begin by judging ourselves, by taking a deeper look into ourselves. So when we make a din down here below, and we don't wait for the Yom HaDin, so then on some level we're spared, on some level the din of the Bezen Shomala by Yom HaDin. So we read Shoiftim Mishoiftim Titen Lecha. So we read the parasha of din, of appointing judges and officers, of mishpat. We read that at the beginning of El. Be'emes ha-mitzvah azoy shal mili shoiftim enen ha-heges b'poil b'zman hazek, mavur b'ramban ha-kodesh. Even though, of course, we're not able to really live right now. Before Mashiach comes, we can't live right now in the absence of smicha, and we don't have, I'm sure everybody learns Sanhedrin, it's at the very beginning, we don't have anymore those who are qualified to be in that category. They might be in learning, but we don't have any more smicha. We don't have mumchim. So because of that, the Ramban explains that we really can't fulfill this mitzvah of having true batei dinim as the Torah requires. For each shevet and so on. And the Sanhedrin. Lifneihem. Because it says, "Ein mashpotim mashatosim lifneihem," and lifneihem v'lo lifnehed yaitis v'mezman hazeh ein mumchim. We don't have any more dayanim judges who are in that category of mumchim, of being on that madrega, smuchim mumchim, and so on, as is explained in the sugya at the beginning of Sanhedrin. But Torah Kadosha hu nitzchis. But one of the fundamental principles of Chassidus is that the Torah is nitzchias. That means that even though we can't apply this mitzvah right now, but poal, nevertheless, it's speaking to us every second of our lives. It's a mitzvah that's forever. Just on that level of asiyah shabasiyah, on the most practical level, we're held back because of the impediments of time and history, the mitzvahs of the world that we're in right now. But in terms of avoda, nitzchias, it's forever. So the yesh leimer, so what Leibler says now, is a concept that's found in Sfas Emes and the Psaldik and many of the Sfar. Yesh leimer shayftim shayftim musav al kol ish Yisrael. So right now, for us in our lives, when we don't have Beis Hamikdash, we don't have Sanhedrin. In terms of each person, shayftim shayftim musav al kol ish Yisrael, the mitzvah is speaking to each and every one of us. Sheyishpait atzmai, that each one of us should be a shayfet over ourselves. We should judge ourselves. We should be careful to measure, to think, to weigh, to understand. Beruach binasa, beruach binasa. Using that quality of bina, Mitzvah Hashem, the Tuesday night shiur, we're going to be talking a lot about bina, about chochma and bina. With that koach of bina, al kol inyonev, to think deeply about everything we do in life. To appoint shayftim over ourselves, over how we think, what we say, what we do. V'ayyosef lochuv atzmai v'dayto. And what about shaytrim? Who are the officers of ourselves? What are the shaytrim within? V'ayyosef lochuv atzmai v'dayto lahamin emunas oymen v'chol prote inyonov kim eis Hashem heima. The shaytrim inside of us, that koach of mishtar inside of us motivates, drives each and every one of us to draw faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in every single thing, b'chol prote inyonav, to draw emuna into our lives, that everything that we do is with that belief, kime'es Hashem heima, that we live lives with that, within that mishtar of emunah. And that's the meaning of Shaifta Mishaitin Titlach Bechol Sharecha. The Sforim talk about it, about maybe if we'll have time, we get to a piece from Rabbi Nachman at the end. The eyes and the eyes and the ears, the openings are the gates of a person. The openings. Shaifta Mishaitin Titlach Bechol Sharecha, all of your gates. Rabbi Leibler says, we see Perish Bechol Shirun Deliba, Kimavur Bazar Kod. This is always focusing on the gates of the heart, of the measure of the heart, of one's way of feeling. Bina is connected to the heart. Levavo yovin vishav, the heart, the understanding heart. Meaning, of course, it's not enough to just think a certain way, but we have to feel that way. Anoida bishar and baila, there the Zohar talks about the inyan of shiurim deliba. Asher Hashem lokecha noisim lecha, that Hashem is giving you, meaning each and every one of us. Haynu ladas lahakir b'chol davar. Asher Hashem lokecha noisim lecha, that each and every one of us must understand. Haynu ladas lahakir b'chol davar, in every single thing in life. Ki hashpoas Hashem yisbarach v'chazdoi. Chayfev olav tamid, that everything is the hashpahs of Hashem. The Shekhinah is hovering over each and every one of us, and everything that's happening to us is because of that and our relationship with the Borei Olam. That shoyftim b'shoytrim titin lecha, inside of yourself, how to think, how to feel. V'ha'ikar lezeh hu ma she'nema b'sedra zu, and the ikar is what we find in this parasha. Tomim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. Now, Tomim sometimes is translated to mean perfection. As I said even before, Ahavas Tomim, a lashon of perfection, Tmimus, which we find, like by Karbanos. A Tmimus means something that's unblemished, it's perfect. Yonasi Tamasi, Hashem says about us, my perfect one. Yanasi Tamasi. A Jew who lives with Shaiftim and Shaiftim every minute of his life comes to this midah of Tamim Tiyya, of Tmimus. Kamosh Pirish Rashi, but what does Rashi say? What is this Tmimus? What's this quality of Tmimus? Rashi says, His halach imoy betmimus, that each and every one of us should live with Hashem and walk with Hashem in a way of tmimus. So what does that mean? So Rashi of course says, "Ala kol ma sheyovar lecha kabo betmimus," that we shouldn't try to look into the future to make all kinds of cheshbonos, to try to figure things out with different ways of looking into the future and so on. It's a way of thinking of how to look at the past and how to look at the future. Whatever happens to you, kabel bitmimus. Accept it bitmimus. So this midah of tmimus is a life of shoiftim v'shoitrim titin lecha v'chol sharecha. It brings a person to this perfection that every moment of his life he lives with a burnish loan. He doesn't make a million cheshbonos. What's going to happen if the economy is like that? What's going to happen if this president or vice this the million cheshbonos? What's going to be? Tmimus was tia imoy lechelkai, and when you live in a way of tmimus, then you're imoy lechelkai. Then you're mamish connected to Hashem, and you're in his inner circle. Imoy lechelkai. Ubezen niya kelim uchal makabel kol atayvus lechidush on atayv. And that makes us prepared. That helps us to prepare during this month of Elul through this midah of shayftim and shayftim, which leads to tamimus, that we should be zayichim et Hashem for all the toivas and the chiddush of a new year. But now, all of that was by way of hakdama. Now we're going to have to move very quickly. Vinei tamim tiyya. So Blabla says, tamim tiyya. Labelus explains now in a very, very deep way what's the meaning of this perfection. Perfection's a scary word. What's the meaning of perfection? Is there a person that you and I have seen in life that we could say he's perfect? What does it mean, perfect? Tamim. V'ni tamim tiyeh hu betov rabosi. In the Sefer Torah, the letter tav of tamim is a tav rabosi, a big one. It's a big letter, tav. Anytime that we have big letters or isis ziris or little letters, it's something very, very, very great. And they're deep sages, they're very deep secrets. Why was this letter, there's a svarim written on this subject. Why is it that this letter has to be written with a big letter and this with a small one? So in the Sefer Torah, Tamim is written with a big tav, a capital tav, big. K'moy chein, breishes bara, habeiz mi breishes habeiz rabasi. And in Bereishis Bara, remember what Reb Leibler said he learned in Kusk. Bereishis Bara, also the Beis of Bereishis, is a Beis Rabosi. It's a large Beis. Ki yesh Asran Ravravim, v'Asran Ze'irin. We have letters that are called Asran Ravravim, great letters, large letters. V'Asran Ze'irin. Small letters and tiny letters that are smaller than the usual letters. The soidim ein l'shay. The Leibler says the mystery of these oisius ravravin and zeir and ein l'shay we can't comprehend. Atof rabozi yesh leimer. However, on our level, we could say that this large saf, this large of the word tamim, roi meiz al hashir b'kaychenu l'sakin hakol. It's redefining perfection. Rav Leibler Eger says that perfection does not mean to be born perfect. And perfection does not mean when something comes easy. That's the Baruch Shalom's inyan, what he does with people. That he created a Rogachev as a head like that, or he created a Vilna Goy, or he created the guy next to you in Shia that's smarter than you. That's the Baruch Shalom's inyan. And why people have different Yetzaharas and are drawn to different things. The tough Rabosi, Rab Leibler says, teaches, Al Hashir B'Kecheinu L'Sakin Hakol. The man has the ability to perfect himself, meaning to fix, to repair anything that was broken in his life, anything that he broke in his life. K'mo shehayu b'reishis habriya, at the beginning of creation, remember the beis of b'reishis is also a big letter. K'maisha haya b'reishis habriya, asher haya rak meritzani yisbarach lahetiv, k'maisha kosov. Everything, of course, in creation was Hashem wanted to give us the ultimate good, which is Himself, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. As it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, Olam chesed yibana, creation was a great act of kindness, the greatest act of kindness. And everything about creation is kindness and love. V'af ma she'ira acharkav kilkulam ayidei habriyais. I, later on, very soon after creation, on the day that Adam HaRishon was created, they already began problems, kilkulim, mistakes, things began to break. Adam and Chava on their level ruined creation. Hoya hatikun b'shleimus b'yitzias Mitzrayim. The repair, of course, began really Chazal say more, it began with Avraham Avinu, and then by Yitzias Mitzrayim as a people, we began in earnest to fix what was broken by Adam and Chava in creation. Umatan Torah, of course, Maamar HaSinai. Ad she'ira ma she'ira acharkach. But what happened by Maamar HaSinai is Aluva Kalash is Inso Tachas Chuposa. How embarrassing that the Kala did such a thing under the chuppah. So we had only a short, very short time in that state of repair, of perfection, of perfecting ourselves. But then was the Chet HaEgel. Terrible. We may have Ratzon HaEla, and then the Bnei Shalom gave us these days, starting tonight. From Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, so the Yichud, of course, is Shemini Atzeres, but from Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippur, the Bnei Shalom gave us these 40 days. Ubi meher rotzen ha'elim Rosh Chodesh Elul al Yom Kippurim, niskan ha'kol beluchas ha'achroin. Everything was fixed and repaired. And we bezoich on Yom Kippur for the second luchas. That the Bnei Shalom was simcha, was appeased, and we got back together with him. Of course, the whole Yotiv of Sukkot is the Ahava. V'nosun lonu hamatana toiva hazu b'chol shana, and each year the Bnei Shalom gives us again this wonderful gift, this amazing gift. He gives us the ability to fix, once again to repair and to fix during these 40 days by appointing Shoftim and Shochetim over ourselves. He gave us the ability to fix. To be able to bring ourselves back to the way things were at the beginning, when things were unblemished. Shoya or Yosha. Now this is a concept in Kabbalah, or Yosha or Chayza. I'm not going to go into the Kabbalah in you. But or Yosha means, for our purposes now, means the way things come from Hashem, perfect and beautiful. Hashem made a beautiful world. Or Yosha means that direct light that's traveling forward. It means when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does something, he does it nice. He made a beautiful world. Helakim also Adam Yosha. The Baruch Shalom made man Yosha. Shalom Melch says, Vahema Bikshu Chishbonis Rab. Then we get all fadreit, we get all mixed up, we mess things up. So Hashem Yisbarach gave us these 40 days that we should be able to restore perfection, to bring perfection back to our lives. A creation by Bereshis Habriya or Yosha shall zeroim as mashenivra oilam bebeis, and that's the big beis of Bereshis, which Chazal tell us is the beis of the word bracha. But that's an or Yosha. That's Bereshis bara. That's what Rabbi Leibler said he learned in Kutz. Bereshis bara lukim. That's the Baruch Shalom's inyan. That the Baruch Shalom's perfection is from the beginning. Tamim v'yosha. The Baruch Shalom is Tamim v'yosha. That's the Or Yosha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the beginning. V'ata yisukan b'tishrei aydei Or Chayzer. But we prepared during the month of Elul to come to this Midah of Tmimas, which doesn't mean the way that God made the world at the beginning, which was God's perfection. It means man perfecting himself, and man struggling to perfect himself. That's called Or Chayza, the returning light. The light of tshuva, which were the second luchais. That for 40 days, Moshe ben is davening, and we're crying, and we're begging Hashem, slichas, but the Svarda Shidin, the beginning already slichas, crying and begging Hashem to be able to fix and to perfect something that was originally so beautiful, but we broke it. And now we have an opportunity to fix it. That's called Or Chayza, the returning light. That through our Maisim Toivim, through our working hard during this time of the year, Yisukan HaKol, everything can be fixed. Second Luchais. Ulezer Roimez HaTov Rabozi, and that is what's being hinted at in the big letter Tov. In the word tamim, That's our work to make ourselves tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. So look, he says the big letter tav is kamay habeis rabosi shebebreishis. The big letter tav brings us back to the beis of Hashem's perfection, of the or yosha of breishis. This is connected to the inyan that Avraham Avinu had a daughter, Bas Ha'isel L'Avraham Avinu Shma Bakol, and her name was Bakol. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. That's the base of Bereishis and the Sof of Tomim. But that's for advance. That's not for now. V'isa b'tikunim, and we find that it says in the Tikkun Zohar, Shebetevas Bereishis Nimtzayim Ha'isis B'tishrei. That in the word Bereishis, we find the letters B'tishrei. Means that through our Avaida and coming to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says Mitzvah Yom Kippur, man who has fallen, man who has broken, is able to come back to Bereishis. Therefore, the letters B'tishrei are the letters Bereishis. Everybody here took Lashon HaKodesh 001. And you know that there's a problem here, because there's a letter that's found in Bereishis that's not found in the letters of B'tishrei, which is what letter? Aleph. Aleph is not in B'tishrei. You don't have the letter Aleph. Bereishis has the letter Aleph. So what does it mean that Tikkunim say that B'tishrei we are able to repair our lives and come back to the perfection of Bereishis? B'tishrei is the oisius Bereishis. It's not true. We don't have the Aleph. So what's the Aleph? The Aleph is for what? Aleph is for Elul. The Aleph is for Elul. V'yeish lo mishroi mizuzek ki yuha eis lach so ayilu matipim kovan asev v'yeh rishayna. The Baruch Shalom is telling us now the time, this time of the year, we can go back to the beginning. We can connect the tuf of Tomim, our effort to perfect ourselves with Hashem creating a perfect world in Beis, with the big letter Beis and the big letter Sof. So he gives us these 30 days of the month of Elul. To prepare. Ki ois aleph mi elul, on top of the next column, ki ois aleph mi elul, mashlim kol tevas bereishis. So now, when we take the word b'tishrei, and we infuse it with the letter aleph, we inject the letter aleph of elul into the letters of b'tishrei. Then it's Marshalim Kol Tevis Bereishis. Then it completes. We have to do that. It completes the word Bereishis. Marshalim Kol Tevis Bereishis. Shenim Tzoyim Bo Ha'isiyas B'tishrei. Which contains the letters of B'tishrei. Rachoser Oid B'tevis B'tishrei Aleph Mitevis Bereishis. Of course it's missing. B'tishrei is missing the Aleph of Bereishis. So it's a mysterious thing that's found in the Tikkun Ezo, that it says that Bereishis is the Oisius B'tishrei. So Leila is explaining, you can't have a B'tishrei that brings you back to Bereishis unless you have the Aleph of Elul, which means Shoiftim V'Shoitim Titin Lecha, which means Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, the Avoid of Elul. Lahagid mi Bereishis Achris. You know when we say that? When do we say Magid Me? When do we say the words Magid Mereishis Achris? You know when do we say that? Magid Mereishis Achris. Sounds familiar to the words. That's because you're not married. When do we say it? By the Tanoim. The Nusach of the Tanoim is Magid Mereishis Achris. And when it comes to the wedding, the first thing we say before the chuppah, we say by the Tanoim, Magid Mereishis Achris. The one who says from the very beginning, what's going to be at the very end. The one who connects the beginning and the end. Hein ga'alti yeshem achris kireishis. The Baruch Hashem created this couple, this cute little chasan and kala. He created something very beautiful, their neshamas. But as far as how are they going to find each other and how are they going to take care of each other, that's an avoida of tamim tiyam Hashem lakach. That's that you have to fix your marriage 1,000 times. Magim mereshis achris. Asher b'tishrei, b'tishrei, im hachonis hachodesh elul, that b'tishrei can work. B'tishrei can become the bereshis of your life. B'tishrei Roshana says mitzvah Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. B'tishrei can become the reshis of fixing things and going back to the big base of that perfection of creation. But it's only with the Aleph of Elul. The Aleph of Elul means our shtadlus. The Aleph of Elul means tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Asher b'tishrei machanes achredesh Elul yushlam yuskan hakol l'tachlis kavanas erbi yochanal. V'ye'or choyzer k'ha'or yosher. And then there's a fusion of the two lights, of the light of creation, of Hashem's perfection, the Or Yosher, and the Or Choyzer, and man's ability to perfect himself, which is the Or Choyzer, the light of return to Hashem, the second Luchos. Which you know that Hashem is fonder, has greater love for the second Luchos, the first Luchos. The second Luchos, that's what we took with us when we went to war. Via Haor Choyze Kehaor Yosha Shal Shiva Sayomim Aidea Maisim Toivim Shal Yisrael through the Maisim Toivim of Am Yisrael. Kiresha Sabriya, because the beginning of creation, Kiresha Sabriya Hirak Hayirak Aide Chesed Elyon Bisarusa de la Eila. The perfection of Bereshis was God's perfection. That Hashem is Baruch, that's a gift from Hashem. Elam Chesed Yibon. It's beautiful, it's sweet, but it was a gift. We didn't do anything. It was given. So Hashem Yisbarach gives the chosn to the kala. So that's beautiful, they have each other. That the Baruch Shalom gave them such a gift and brought them together. That's Kamesha Kosov, Adam Chesed Yibana. That's the Baruch Shalom's gift. That's the Baruch Shalom's kindness. Vatikun hu aidei isarusa de lasata, but to fix what is broken, when Hashem is Baruch's perfection, when it's damaged, when it's distorted by men, then it requires the avoida of an isarusa de lasata, an awakening from below. The avoida of Elul, the avoida of Tishrei. Because of Yom Chua Yelochem. Yom Chua Yelochem. Lochem, Rabbi Leibler says, Lochem Davka. You have to blow the shofar. You know the sounds that come from the shofar, if you look in the Marsha, the sounds are the sounds of Tashrak, right? Chua Tkiya Shvarm Tkiya. Tkiya Shvarm Chua Tkiya. It's the Seder of Tishrei, Tashrak. It's really tough shin reish, the Isis. Tashrak, Trua, Shvarm, Tkiya. It's written with a kuf because of Tkiya to make a chilik between. But Tashrak is the Isis backwards. If you look a lot of the piyutim that we have in the Machse on Shon Kippur, some of them are written in the order of Aleph Beis, and others are written in the order of Tashrak, backwards, beginning with Tuf, and then working your way up. The piyutim that are written in the order of Aleph Beis, this Or Yosher is the straight light, is the light of perfection, of Bereshis. The piyutim that are written in the order of Tashrak are the piyutim of man's struggle to find his way back to God. The Or Choyzer, to perfect himself after things have been broken. The Tkiyas are in the Seder of Tashrak. Tkiyas Shoram Tchua Tkiyah. The Oisi is Tashrak, Tishrei. Nisan is Aviv, Aleph Beis. In the Seder of Aleph Beis. That's the Baruch Shalom's perfection when the world was created. That's Aleph Beis. That's Nisan. Tishrei is our effort to create a life for ourselves. Hagam ki gam esus l'asata ein b'yadeinu. Even though the emphasis is that if it were not for Hashem's help, we couldn't do anything. Even on our own, we wouldn't mean to make for ourselves, to repair, to fix. We can't do anything without Hashem. Mikomokom aidei mitzvah ha-shoifer v'hazman ha-makudish. Nevertheless, through the mitzvah of shoifer, which is the side of tashrak, of the oisius and the koilus, of screaming to get back to God, tav shin reish, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, that the tkiya, the first tough really is the tkiya of brachos, of perfection. That's how we're born, with the tkiya. But then during life comes the shvarim trua, you know, that's when we start to get really confused. And the avoida of the last tkiya is to come back, is the orchayzer. The tkiya gedoyla is to bring us back. That's the big tough, is the tkiya gedoyla of tamim tia, to come back to the original tough of the first tkiya, which is the Baruch Shalom's tkiya. It's the min ha-meitza karosi ka, anoni b'merchav ka. So yushpolonu ha-karech desi ustu l'sata k'moy b'har borim yoyim shal yimei ha-rotsan mi-oshin esratza k'dosh baruch l'yisrael b'simcha Aben Ken Yerotzni. Says the same way that Elul began that avoida back after the Chet Egel, that Hashem Zohar gave us those 40 days to work. Shaifte Meshaidim Titan Lechem B'chol Sharecha. Sharecha means all of the gates of your heart. V'yeish Lema B'zeh Haplugta B'nisun Nivra Ha'olim B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olim. This is the Machlokes in Rosh Hashanah. So machloikis is a strange machloikis. When was the world created? So it's a machloikis was of Yeshua. Benisa nivra ha'olam, betishrei nivra ha'olam. Tosis over there says, the elu ve'elu divu l'kim chai. Right? What is Rabbeinu Tam? Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam. Tchilo what? By tishrei it's olam b'machshava. And by Nisan it was actually created. Hashem conceived of creation. Hayom haras olam, conception. Hashem conceived of creation the end of Elul Tishrei. And by Nisan it was actually physical creation took place. Whatever that means, the olam of machshava, that's in Tishrei. Elu ve'elu divlekim chaim. In the words elu ve'elu, you have the oisius elu. Elu ve'elu, both these and those are the words of the living God. Elu ve'elu divlekim chaim. Kedisa b'taisas Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'nisan nivra ha'olam. When that view that holds that b'nisan nivra ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan, roimus al reishis habriya b'or yasha. That's talking about reishis habriya. That means the creation or yasha. Uchenal. V'zeh b'nisan nivra ha'olam. Ki nisan hu k'ma yitzias etzraim. We know that Nisan was Hashem's gift. Pesach, we know that we were on the 49th level of Tumah. Hashem gave us Pesach. We didn't earn Pesach. We didn't work to come to a Madrega of Pesach. Hashem gave us. He took us out. He had Rachmanis on us. So Nisan is the Or Yosh of Hashem's creation. U'betishrei nivra olam haynu atikna yidei Or Chayzer. Betishrei is the time of Tshuva. Tshuva is also in the Isis of Tshuva Atav Shin. And the said of Tashrak, Tavshin. Tshuva is Isarusa de Lasata. Tshuva is our avoda, to perfect, to restore perfection after it's been ruined. B'tishrei nivra olam haynu atikna de Or Chayzer. And that's the light of Tshuva, the Or Chayzer, the light from the bottom up. From the bottom up. Magid Mireishis Achris, Henke Alde Echsrem Achris Kireishis. The beginning and the end. The end and the beginning are connected, the highest and the lowest. This generation is the last generation, and we're going to connect to the highest and the first of all generations. Magid mi'achris reish, mereishis achris. Zeh tachlis habriya, she yisukun hakol, b'mehev yomeinu menken yirotzen, and that's the tachlis of creation, not the perfection that God made. That's not the tachlis of creation. God made something, and it's beautiful. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis of creation is that after we mess up, that we should do our best to restore perfection, to put things back together. That's the side of Elul with Tishrei. Marv, is it 10 or 10:15? Isn't it now? Isn't it 10:15? Because right, they said this. Huh? As Musa begins, Musa says. So then, so fine, so we'll end it. So there's no time right now, but if you have a couple of years that you're free, take a look in Torah Chaf Aleph from the Kutta Maran. Torah Chaf Aleph. Orcha v'kedem tzartani. The whole Torah here is about Or Yosha and Or Chayzer. It's about the seven parts of the face. Rav Nachman says the face is shaped like the menorah, and the seven candles, the ears, the eyes, the two nostrils, the mouth. The seven openings are the seven sha'arim, the seven gates. Shaftim, shaytim, titnuch, abachal, sharach. And here Rav Nachman speaks about two ways of connecting to Hashem. Ocher v'kedem. From behind and from in front. Which is really Or Yashon, Or Chayzon, Or Yashon. And he speaks about that. And the tachlis is to be able to come to this connection between these two lights, the light of tshuva and the light of creation. The tachlis, and the way to reach this, Rabbi Nachman says here, to light the candles of the menorah, is to guard our eyes, to be careful what we look at, especially this time of the year, to be careful with what we're listening to be careful even with what we're smelling and what we're saying during this time. That's how we light the candles of the seven openings, and we set the menorah of our faces on fire. The light of Hashem's face is the light of a Jew's face who's created B'Tzelem Elokim. And the candles are the candles of the Shoftim and Shoftim that we appoint by each of the openings to be careful of what we see and what we hear and so on. And this brings to a unification of the two lights of the Or Yosha and Achoyza, Orchor V'Kedem, as it says in Pasuk, Achor V'Kedem Tilim, Hashem, you created us in such a way of Achor V'Kedem. Achor V'Kedem. Or Chayzer and Or Yasha. Hashem should help us that we should be Zachim as Hashem to light that menorah, to light those candles. And it should be that as a result of our effort to appoint good Shaftim and Shaytim by our faces, that Hashem should see Yanasi Tamasi, the perfection of Am Yisrael, or the struggle of Am Yisrael. It's such a dark time to perfect ourselves and to light these candles. And we should be zeichah for the time of ki ayin v'ayin yir v'shuv Hashem siyam. Amen.